does have some targets in terms of job creation, but there's virtually no recognition of the particular needs of the Northwest. In fact, the Northwest is not even mentioned as a region. There's a recognition of the fact that our regional disparities in economic and social terms afflicting the rural environment, but there's nothing recognized in terms of the urban environment in particular that's in the Northwest. What we particularly need to drive the economy forward for the Northwest is an increase in university provision and improvement in the transport infrastructure, and those factors are simply not in there. There's a certain amount of patting officials on the back for what they've achieved since the last program for government. For example, by saying, isn't it good that we've upgraded the Coleraine to Ballymena rail line without recognising within the document there's a massive need not only to upgrade the Coleraine to Derry rail line, but also the A6.
Do the MLAs from Foyle, from West Tyrone, from Mid-Ulster, from East Derry and so on now have an opportunity to go into the Assembly and get this changed?
I think that's up to them. Ministers will be considering this draft on Thursday of this week at the next executive meeting. I would hope that they will actually very seriously take into account what's building up as criticisms of the draft document and amend it specifically to recognise the needs of the Northwest, and also, I think, generally to recognise that while the document is very strong in terms of saying that we need to increase basic skills of the workforce in Northern Ireland, there's an equally strong need to increase the graduate base of the population in Northern Ireland, and that's particularly true in the Northwest region.